Now, the rest of the story. There is something about football that is understood only by those who play it. Mothers and wives will never understand it. They learn to live with it, but they never understand it. Football hurts. Monday morning, you will hurt in more places than you knew you had places. You may ache so much that you can hardly get out of bed. You may limp for the next 6 days. But on the seventh day, hurting or not, you're ready to play. Why would anybody take that punishment and again and again? Americans, I want you to meet Maury Gaddy. Maury shares that unreasoning fascination for this ultimate test of toughness. Since his earliest boyhood in Jacksonville, Alabama, he has near reverenced the university's storied Crimson Tide. When he enrolled in Jacksonville High, his first interest was to get signed up for football. Coach Ray Hammett recognized and respected the lad's eagerness, but Maury had been more a scholar than an athlete. His 190 pounds were soft, and Jacksonville plays with and against linemen who are 225 pounds and hard. And there's something else about Maury Gaddy that the coach recognized might keep him on the sidelines. It was a something of such substance that Coach Hammett called for a conference with the boy's parents, and the parents pondered the problems and the prospects and weighed everything against Maury's boundless enthusiasm. And together they decided to let the lad give it a try. Aware that he must replace fat with beef, Maury Gaddy went to work after hours in the weight room building muscle. Strength, speed, and agility improved. As surely as every winning team has one spark plug who keeps everybody's spirits high, Maury, a 15-year-old sophomore, is always the encourager for others, while on each scrimmage trying himself to run faster, hit harder, play better than his own best. In the Glencoe game, Maury was playing center when the tailback was supposed to go wide and couldn't. The tailback got hemmed in. Couldn't get away. It was a quick block from Maury Gaddy, which opened another hole for him, and he squirted through for a touchdown. Maury Gaddy has two more years to play in Jacksonville. He is determined during those years to see his team to a state championship. Well, they're well on their way. Recently, the Anniston Quarterback Club presented this year's True Grit Award to Maury Gaddy. The True Grit Award. Because this unlikely athlete had helped to inspire his team to a winning season. Playing center for the team. Playing center mostly by feel. Coach Jordan tells me that this boy has made him, Jordan, a better coach. Quote, he gives me and the team so much more than we give him. There have been times when, dazed and disoriented, Maury has had to be steered from the field to the sidelines. And day by day, he goes from class to class on the arm of a friend. Yet Maury Gaddy maintains his 4-point grade average using textbooks written in Braille. For this football player's world is the slate-gray world of the legally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.